they're returning. Yeah, nice, sounds like you've got some nice traditions going on there. Nice to see the family and all that. Very nice, right, I will pass round to Matt, Golf 7 Hotel Mike Victor, G7HMV, from M9JAK. I think we've got a couple more people in the log.
Yeah, no problem. We'll just say a quick hello to you there, Chris. Lovely to hear you. Glad you've had a nice Christmas. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it, to get to see family and stuff. I've been at home with my boys, to be fair, so far. We had girlfriends round on Christmas Eve, a little soiree then. And, yeah, they're both the boys' girlfriends around. Played a few games, had a bit of food, watched, I may as well say it, we watched Home Alone, which is my favourite Christmas film. So we watched Home Alone on Christmas Eve. It wasn't my choice, actually. We were going to watch Back to the Future, which is my second favourite. And for some reason, we always seem to watch on Christmas Eve. But anyway, so that was us, Christmas Eve. And then we went to Midnight Mass. And my son then decided he was going to open all his Christmas presents with his girlfriend. So then we ended up going to bed about 2 a.m. on Christmas night, and we're up at 7 or whatever to put the turkey in and things. So it's us who's doing the long shifts over Christmas. The boys were staying in bed during that time. But when I say boys, they're 23 and 26 now. So there we go. So yeah, I'll just pass it back around to you there, Chris, for another over, and then we'll move on down. Golf 0 Whiskey Tango Zulu, round to you, Chris, again, G7HMV.
Good. And here, I like to film a shoot from my wife, don't I, kids, so. But I enjoyed Arthur Christmas this day. This year, you all could help there go. Anyway, I'm going to listen less cool because my first is not in bed today. So there you go. Oh, dude, Golf 0 Whiskey Tango Zulu.
M9JAK returning. Sorry, I missed that last part. I'm very sorry, guys. I just ran out to grab another drink. So I will pass around to Golf 7 Hotel Mike Victor.
Yeah, no problem. Cheers. It's very lovely to hear you, and we'll catch up very soon. Okay, so it's over to Victor Echo 7 Mike X-Ray Uniform. Thank you for your patience. I wonder how your Christmas is going, whether you've got any Boxing Day traditions, favourite Christmas movies, you know the score. Back around to you, Randy, G7HMV in the group.
I was afraid my radio wasn't working for a minute there. I might need more than 5 watts of power. I should maybe ask Nat to come back and bring me a better radio. Didn't do too much. It was pretty quiet. I had a friend over, stayed for about a week, probably coming back a little later today. Just regular food, whatever we felt like having. Wasn't worth doing a big meal for a couple of people. And we watched a ton of movies, some Christmas-themed, some not. I don't know if I really have a favorite. For the most part, I'm kind of Christmased out at this stage of the game. And minimal shopping, minimal expense. But it's still good. Enjoyed just the quiet and that sort of thing. Back to you guys.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, well, it's good. Nice to just have a bit of time, isn't it, to catch up with people, to recharge the batteries a little bit before everything goes crazy again next year. January is a fairly quieter month for us. We always find that we don't do our Christmas party at Christmas. We do it in January because it just seems impossible to get everyone together. There's 10 of us. Which is only quite small, I know, but we like to try and get everyone together because there's only 10 of us. So we tend to do it in January. So I think they've got the 30th of January this weekend. A night out and going to the horse races, I believe. So that's the plan. But yeah, it is definitely a bit quieter for us in January, which will be so we can catch up and get things done. So that's really good. And yeah, brilliant. Okay, we'll pass it back to you there, Randy, see if there's any more comments, and then we'll see if anyone else is about from Golf 7 Hotel, Mike Victor.
No, just taking it fairly quiet. I'm doing some IT infrastructure projects for my home lab, and it's been taking up a fair bit of time. I've got another pie star to put together, just assembly. I had a friend do some soldering for me. I'm not very good at it. I should probably take my soldering station back, get a refund. Anyway, yeah, I'm just chilling out here. It's about 1:35 local. We've got about 5 degrees. Tiny bit of rain and snow forecast, but for the most part, the weather here has been above seasonal, even for here, which is never bad. Back to the net.
Okay, no problems. Yeah, that's another thing over here, actually. We've had a couple of very bright days for Christmas. Usually it's very dull and gloomy over here, so there we go. Okay, well, I'm going to let Jimmy Jack's still there, so I've got one call sign in the log. So we'll move on to you in just a sec. But I'm just going to throw it open again, see if anyone else would like to join in with a net. So the Radio X Christmas net, or Boxing Day net, should I say? Just looking for if anyone wants to call in, tell us what they've been doing, what they normally do on a Boxing Day. If they have any traditions or anything special. On Boxing Day, and possibly what your Christmas film is if you're not a big Boxing Day person. Perhaps you just got up, I don't know. But yeah, I wonder if anyone else is there to add to the list. If you could call in with your call sign phonetically twice would be great, and we'll add you on the list. I've got M0 after you who we'll go to next, but I wonder if there's anyone else who would like to get added to the list. I'll let you do the typing, Jack, if you're listening. So there we go. Right, back to, just throw it open, see if anyone else would like to join in with the net. This is Golf 7 Hotel. Mike Victor, listening for anyone else. Okay. I wonder if there's anyone else out there that doesn't normally call in on that, who's a long-time listener, as they used to say in the old radio days. I wonder if anyone often listens to Nets but doesn't normally call in. I wonder if we could tempt anyone to find that special PTT button on the side of the radio, and say hello. Anyone else out there would like to say hello? G7HMV listening.
M1CYT, M1CYT.
Mike Niner, Sierra Juliet Whiskey.
Okay, no problem. Got a couple more. Well, I'm going to pass it back to Jack. You can bring in 0 after you, John. I'll so pass it back to you there, Jack. You can bring in John.
G7HMV, this is 9JAK returning in the net. I've got M1TYT and M9SJ. I will pass back round to Mike 0 Romeo Tango Uniform. From Mike 9 Julia Alpha Kilo in there.
M0, good evening everyone. Greetings from here in the deepest, darkest Oxfordshire. Had a couple of days with family over, and Christmas traditions on Boxing Day. For the past few years, we've always gone to the local brewery on Boxing Day evening. In fact, we have been there this evening. They have their own wood-fired pizza oven. You're all invited to make your own pizzas, and help sell as much beer as you can drink. So we've had a couple of pints, but as far as films go, I don't really watch a lot of television, but I used to watch The Italian Job. It used to be shown around Christmas time. I don't know if it's been shown this year, because I haven't watched television very much. But yeah, thanks for the opportunity to come on to Freestar, and I'll pass it back to you, N9JAK from M0RT, over.
Yeah, this is M9JAK, M0RTU. Yeah, that sounds really nice. Local brewery. I literally cannot pronounce that word. That's not a word I've seen like that. But yeah, and making your own pizza, that sounds fun. It's been such a long time since I've done that, and the last time I did make my own pizza was with one of my mates, which was absolutely ages ago. And I'd love to do that again, so maybe I'll take... I will pass round to Golf 7 Hotel Mike Victor, and then you can bring in Mike 1, Charlie Yankee.
Okay, no problem. Hello to you there, Jono, first. Nice to meet you. Liking the sound of your Boxing Day. The whole point of this is to change people's traditions and feelings I've got to find my local brewery. Only if they're doing pizza, though. But, yeah, that sounds very good. Very very interested in it. It's even better if it's walkable from home. That's perfect. Better whether it is. But, anyway, there we are. Nice. And, of course, you, John, are the newest Gateway owner. Art coming on to Freestar, I know, any sort of sometime, hopefully before New Year. So it'll be great to get your Gateway on the air, which will, I think, looking at the plots, cover most of Oxfordshire, or at least the town of Oxford, rather. Most of Oxford, should I say. Maybe not the whole of the town, the whole of the county, but, Whitney and Oxford, a couple of areas, so that's really good. That'd be nice to get that on the air. I wonder how that's going. Whether you think we ought to get that on by New Year, perhaps. M0RTU from G7HMV.
G7HMV, M0RTU returning. Good evening to you, Matt. I've got the Gateway here sitting in the box. I might get a chance to have a look at it on Sunday. I've got to go into work Monday and Tuesday, but we'll be up probably before the new year, certainly hoping to be, and that'll be awesome. That's under MITU, so that'll be good. Back to you from M0R.
Fantastic. Well, that's my area, not so much NETS, but more the RF side of things, so... any questions, please shout when you're getting that running. So that's really great. Okay, great. Right, well, moving down onto you there, Steve. Very good evening to you, M1CYT. I wonder how your Christmas has been. Any special Boxing Day traditions and any favourite Christmas movies, perhaps? Either or neither. Talking about something else, whatever. Anyway, back around to you there, Steve. Nice to hear you on the net tonight. M1CYT to take G7HMB. M9JAK afterwards.
F1CYT, well, good Christmas to everybody and good Boxing Day. Favourite films, normally The Home Alone. And certainly Carry On films, and of course James Bond films as well, which are not about at the moment, so I haven't been watching them. I know years and years I used to, I do go go out and do various things and end up down the pub and things like that, but don't do that much now, so it's normally roast beef and things like that, trimmings, and then for the next 2 or 3 days finishing up with roast beef sandwiches and everything else like that, so that's for the next couple of days. Right, okay, I'll pass it back to Jack there.
Yeah, this is 9JAK returning, and it's really nice to hear you on, Steve, and that sounds really nice.